This was such a great year for regional parks.
Carol Hart, director of Sonoma County's Regional Parks Department, looks back on 2013 with a sense of accomplishment.
It was a year that we opened a brand new regional park, Taylor Mountain, and we're looking forward to expanding access in the coming year. We're in the planning phase. We're going to be in the building phase this summer of a new trailhead, parking lot, restroom, natural playground, right off Petaluma Hill Road for that park. The Petaluma Hill trailhead will have much more gradual trails, so it's not going to be the same as it is now where you arrive and head sort of straight up.
The new entry point for the 1,000-acre park in South Santa Rosa could be open by the end of the coming summer. And if all goes well, Hart says her department may well add another mid-county park before the year is out.
It's called North Sonoma Mountain. It's off Sonoma Mountain Road. We've already built the trail, and a lot of people have been on it on guided hikes or volunteering. And it connects Jack London State Park all the way over to Santa Rosa off Sonoma Mountain Road to Bennett Valley. I think it's about 8 miles or 9 miles round trip. Beautiful views, wonderful oak woodlands. It's just such a breathtaking experience. People are going to love it.
That opening is contingent on getting a new bridge built at the western entrance of the park. Also on the horizon is further expansion of Tole Lake in the southeast part of the county, though that will take longer to come to fruition. But a more immediate and more visible change is coming to Annadel Park, Hart reports. Now back under state operation and with some additional resources to deploy, they'll be catching up on some important deferred maintenance.
There's been a lot of dead fir trees at Annadel that anyone who hikes out there sees, and it's a big concern and aesthetically, and it's also a concern just safety-wise. Well, one of the things that State Parks is going to begin doing in January is take down those fir trees. They're going to be leaving them there on the ground for a habitat, but I think people will be so excited to see what that park looks like without those dead fir trees.
However, at other state parks within Sonoma County, local nonprofit partners will continue to play a key role in keeping the gates open.
Those are all longer-term partnerships, Petaluma Adobe, Jack London, Austin Creek, Sugarloaf. And in each of those parks, I believe there are some matching grants that are being used for deferred maintenance or to get more state staff, those sort of things. But those partnerships and the partnership we had at Annadel are all being looked at the state level as models of how State Parks is going to have to operate in the future.
And Hart worries that the overall outlook for state parks remains grim.
I don't think that things aren't getting any better for the state parks budget. No. I'm very concerned. We had Prop 21 several years ago that failed, a vehicle license fee, $18. But we're going to have to do something. And I think there is consensus in two things. Thing number one is partnerships are the future. And number two, we have to find some kind of a funding mechanism, a stable funding mechanism for state parks operations and maintenance into the future.
On the home front, the Regional Parks Department is gradually recovering from its own budgetary cutbacks, with park users and paid annual memberships helping offset their losses in county funding. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.